Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is deadline day. Steelers got a big win over the weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Steelers honored the Super Bowl 40 team. Trey Essex was a part of that team. He also hosts a wildly popular podcast with Charlie Batch where he breaks down the Steelers. I recommend it to everybody. Trey, did you have a great weekend? You had to have had a great weekend.
Man, it was fantastic. It was so awesome seeing the fellas, man. And just to be around all that greatness again, it was pretty dope.
Do you still talk to a lot of the guys? I mean, I'm sure you do, but when you win a championship, there's that brotherhood that seems to last forever.
Yeah. Offensive line stays in contact. We talked to Ben. There are some guys I hadn't seen in a while. Got to see my buddy Sean Moray, one of the best special teams guys.
Yeah.
Ever. It was so good to see him. But yeah, we are a pretty tight-knit group, and I had seen a lot of the guys already, but there were some guys I definitely hadn't seen in a while, so it was great to see him.
Why does Jeff Reed look exactly like I thought Jeff Reed would look 20 years later? I mean, he looks like kind of a mix between Ellen DeGeneres and Kurt Warner's wife, if I may be so bold.
My guy, Jay Reed, yes. He still has the hair. It's nice and white or gray or silver, whatever you want to call it. And he's still Jay Reed. He's still acting up and doing what he does best, man. No, he owns a bar down in Charlotte now. He's doing well. So definitely great to see him. One of the best kickers of all time. So, yeah.
Darn right.
And you ain't lying, though.
He's a guy that we had on the show a bunch in previous years. A super cool dude, Jeff Reed. Last thing here for you on this subject, unless you want to dive deeper into it, Trey, because we do want to get into the Steelers-Colts from this weekend. But when you guys were 7-5 in 2005, what was the mindset? Because coming off of 15-1 and things weren't going according to plan, there were obviously injuries that wound up adding to the struggles there. But you guys rallied the troops. What was the mindset like? What were the conversations like with the leadership core at that time?
So there wasn't any wavering as far as confidence is concerned. Now, me being a rookie, things were a little bit different for me. My perspective, I was just trying not to mess up.
Yeah.
Or not trying to get the chin from Coach Cower. But no, this was a team that had just came off a 15-1 season the year before, and I had went to the AFC Championship. So we were down 75. We had just lost that Colts game. And I remember like it was yesterday, Coach Cower coming into the locker room after that game, telling us very succinctly that we were going to see the Colts again. And we were out the playoffs at that point, 7-5, on the edge of the playoffs. And obviously the story has been written, first six seed to go all the way. But yeah, Coach Cower straight up told us, hey, get back in the lab. That's not us that showed up on that Monday Night Football game versus the Colts. Peyton was obviously, the Colts were having a great year that year,
oh, yeah.
But he was like, we are going to see them again. And look what happened.
Now you're not saying this. I'm saying this. Not as loud the second time around in Indianapolis. Trey? Not quite the decibel level it was like it was in the regular season.
I guess their DJ must have been off that day, because it definitely was a lot quieter that second time around. And that first game in Indy, and I think Ben alluded to this at some point when he was doing an interview, you could not hear the person next to you.
Yeah.
And that was before now guys do the silent count with the head bob and the center and all that. We didn't do that. We tried to hear Ben's cadence. And at one point, I was having to go off Dwight Freeney's movement. That's never a good idea.
Not when he might be. I mean, he's as quick off the ball as any player that's ever played the game.
Right, right. And, you know, that Tasmanian devil spin move was coming too. So, it was not fun being a left tackle that day. But things were a lot quieter that second time in the playoffs, and we came out with that victory.
All right, I was lying. I got to ask one more question. I'll make it a two-parter here, so I'm not lying. Bettis fumbled, what's going through your mind? And then when Vander Jack misses the kick, what's going through your mind?
That was such a blur. I knew we were in the goal line, and I knew we didn't have any fast guys on the field. And so when he fumbled, I was like, it must be like an incomplete. It didn't register for me that it was Jerome Bettis and it was a fumble and that they were almost going to score. And the irony of all that is been documented very well. Nick Harper, of all people, was the one to grab the ball. We know what happened with him the evening before with his, I believe it was his fiance or his girlfriend, whatever. And so, man. Not only did we have to get him down, thank God, Ben, greatest tackle of all time, but we had to stop this juggernaut of an offense from scoring again, you know? And then we had to hope the most accurate kicker of all time was going to miss a kick, and he did. So, when I say it was a blur. I didn't quite register that JB had fumbled, didn't quite register that the Colts actually had a chance, because going into that drive, we were like, this is it. We're going to play Denver in the AFC Championship the next week. And so I thought we were golden. And so everything just kind of happened really fast. Thank God our defense, one of the greatest defense of all time, stopped them. And what did Peyton say? That drunkard of a kicker missed it.
Idiot kicker, yeah.
The idiot kicker.
Right. So, yeah. And I just rewatched the game on Friday, and they cut to Cowher, and they cut to Bettis, and they cut to everybody who was involved. And every single one of the prominent people involved said he missed it. Same exact verbiage, so easy to read their lips. And a shout out to Brian McFadden for making a great play in the end zone.
That 2005 class, we contributed.
Damn right.
Between me, Heath obviously was a big part of our run, but then you got B-Mac, who had to cover Reggie Wayne, who was going to be a future Hall of Famer, and as a rookie in that type of scenario versus Peyton Manning, come on now.
When that ball was in the air, I think he was the only guy who believed that that wasn't going to get caught for a touchdown, and thank God that he did. Trey Essex is joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're lucky to have Trey on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Trey's the host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch, where they break it down as good as anybody. How about that game on Sunday? I didn't know, Trey, that the Steelers defense had it in them, because I thought if they were going to respond in that way, they'd have done so against Green Bay. But I'm happy to have egg on my face. What did you see out of that side of the ball in particular?
We were just so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. That defense was flying around, and it did not look good at the beginning of that game. First of all, we hardly ever received the ball when we went the coin toss. And to come out and go three and out two times in a row, the first three and out, and obviously after the muff punt, to go three and out again and not punt the opening points, it did not look promising to start, but that defense was flying around. And we have such little room for error. 6 turnovers, and we still only won by 7 points, but we needed every single one of them. That kid, Peyton Wilson, my goodness gracious. My goodness, that dude is playing his butt off right now. And this isn't – he played well versus Green Bay. He played well versus Cincinnati. So this is not a one-off. He was absolutely crucial. Obviously, TJ doing what TJ does. But it was really cool seeing the secondary rally the way that they did. JPJ stepping up, knowing that he had to put on for his dad. Even though his dad is there every week, but he knew his boys was coming in town, so he had to put on for his dad and his boys. So it was good to see JPJ back there. Ramsey at safety. I thought was a welcome addition. And Kyle Duggar to come in on a Wednesday and play every snap but one. I mean, it was a total team effort. That defense stepped up in a big way. And obviously, we still got some things to clean up. I think we gave up like 350 yards passing, 200-yard wide receivers. But it was really good. The best running back in the game got shut down. And that was Umrah number one. Shutting down Jonathan Taylor was the number one task, and they did that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I thought they could slow him down, maybe. I did not think they'd shut him down. 3.2 yards per carry on 14 carries for the guy who came in with 850 rushing yards. Trey Essex with us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Want to get your thoughts on the deadline in a second, but let's get back to Ramsey. Would you keep him at free safety? He played so well, and my God, is he violent. I think he wanted to send Tyler Warren a message early and did. And I bet you if you asked him, he wouldn't mind getting that penalty flag late where he almost took the receiver's head off. I just think that's a level of violence. If he's going to play free safety, you could probably expect week in and week out.
And it's going to elongate his career, too. That seems to be what all the great DBs end up doing. Charles Woodson did it. Rod Woodson did it. And they had success doing it. Ramsey's obviously capable of doing it. And it adds another element. He's such a gifted football player, but he's so smart. And this physicalness, I didn't know he had that in him. I didn't know that was part of his game when we traded for him. And he is taking this, like, he loves playing for the Steelers. You can tell. And so having him at free safety, I think that helped Duggar get comfortable and be able to play as much as he did and have the impact that he had. So I definitely think you keep him there because I think it gives our defense more of a dynamic that we didn't have before. And obviously, he stepped up in a big way. Tyler Warren was another guy we had to stop, and he did that too.
Trey Essex with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, now to the deadline. The Ravens, they had a pass rusher. The Bengals are subtracting Logan Wilson from an already historically bad defense. Is MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, enough for the Steelers? He's now on the practice squad, or do you think they need to go out and look for a legitimate number two?
I do think we might need one more. Now, obviously, he has familiarity with Aaron Rodgers, so that helps. But I mean, we still got outgained by like 150 yards this past weekend. We still didn't run the ball as well as we should have, but we didn't run the ball a lot either. So I do think we need more explosiveness on offense. MVS does bring that element to it, gives us another deep threat. But I wouldn't mind adding another piece to that wide receiving core, something that gives it a little bit more dynamic on offense and just gives us more options, because that offense still has to do more. We scored 27 points. We find ways to get into the end zone, thank God, but it took 6 turnovers to get 27 points, you know? And so there's still more to be had on the offensive side of the ball. And I think we can add another weapon.
Your guy, Troy Faltanu, what a stud. Mm. He's an absolute stud. I didn't realize this because we focused so much on Broderick Jones, and I'll put my hand up, my bad. Faltanu hasn't given up a sack this year? And it's basically his rookie season?
He's so violent, and his hands, and just, he loves playing football, man. He's out there knocking dudes out. Everybody saw that clip yesterday, or from the other day, where he knocked out DeForest Buckner, who's one of the best D-tackles in the game, who was having a good year coming up to that point. I don't know if he's ever got hit that hard before.
Man.
The way Troy came off the ball, that was nice to see. Our offensive line show some violence like that. Troy's having a great year, man. I'm so impressed with the kid. Each week, he seems to add a little bit more. And I tell people, offensive linemen have moves, too. We're not only just stepping back and just doing the same thing every now and again. You got to mix things up to give these D linemen something new to look at. And Troy does a really good job of using his moves and being violent with it at the same time. So really good to see him. Him and Mason McCormick on that right side, that's going to be there for a good 10 years. I see that combo working out well.
Trey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for jumping on. Thanks for sharing about your weekend. And I'm really happy you got to experience that with the guys, dude. We'll talk to you next week.
My man, thank you.
Take care now. That is Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 40 champion. I think that the Steelers played a little bit harder for those dudes on Sunday. And the reason I say that is because I think there's a track record of that. You know, when Mean Joe Green's number was retired, the Steelers kicked ass. When Franco's number was retired, the Steelers wound up winning the game in dramatic fashion against the Raiders. When the Steelers played the Vikings in Ireland, I think they wanted it more than Minnesota did because of what it meant to the Rooney family and to this organization. And you got to find a way to bottle that, though. You know, Jalen Ramsey, team leader, stood up front of the team on Saturday night. That's great. Do it again. If they do it again against the Chargers, I'll start to believe. And you know what? There's reason to believe they might.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next? Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.